Hi, I'm Susan Rosenthal.
And I'm Tessa Brock. Welcome to the Dips of Doubt podcast, where we guide leaders through moments of uncertainty because we know leadership can be difficult.
We are here to walk this journey alongside you, to normalize the challenges, grapple with the struggles, and celebrate the successes.
So let's get started dispelling those dips of doubt. Hi, today's episode is about our future selves. Susan, we are 6 months into the year. How is that happening? It is just going so fast. And we were just thinking about how it's really a beautiful time to kind of pause and reflect on where we're at, how things are going. Have we achieved the goals we wanted to do? Are we moving in the right direction? Do we need to do any course correction? What are your thoughts on that?
I think as educational leaders, it is definitely the right time to begin reflecting. If you're a business leader or have some other role in your company that reflects leadership, again, super great time to pause and say, did I set goals? If I did I achieve them? What does the data tell me? But hindsight's 2020. And if we don't ever pause to look at what we've accomplished or to look at where we've been, then it's kind of hard to steer the ship correctly and fix what isn't working. So I think as you look at setting new goals or what was obtained this first part of the year, take a look and remember that whatever you're going to do, whatever your goals you're setting or whatever way you're thinking, it has a ripple effect out to others. So if you're correcting perhaps how you gave feedback, or you're correcting that our test scores weren't as good as we thought they were going to be, or if you're looking at our company didn't achieve as much money as we thought we were going to make, what are you doing to fix that? And is what you're doing going to affect everyone in the same way? Do you have to light some fires under some people as you look forward? Do you need a different motivator to support your individuals? Do you need to build better relationships? What is it that's going to foster a change? So I'm thinking, what do you think?
So I love what you're saying, because I think that, first of all, I think so many of us forget that data really is our friend, right? So I think for us to pause and look at the data and to really say, like, so if I wanted to be X amount, if I wanted to be at a certain place by this point in the year, like, am I on target? Like, many years ago, I was a pretty avid triathlete, and I had the most phenomenal coach, and he was all about the data. And I just think every single workout, we had heart rate expectations and intensity expectations and duration expectations. And every single workout, we uploaded our data and it would tell us whether we were green, yellow, or red. Had we nailed the workout the way we were supposed to? And I think that started to change my perception and my experience of data, because data was just really like, if you have an end goal, for me, it was the Ironman. So if you have this end goal of achieving this epic thing, then you've got to be looking every single day at, am I moving every single day closer to that target or not? And if not, don't beat myself up for it, but to say, okay, so what am I going to do differently tomorrow? I think we have to do that is number one. I think the second thing I'm thinking about is really checking in on ourselves. Like, are we continuing to feed our brain and our mind and our spirit and all of that so that we're remaining motivated? Because it's really easy to get sidetracked. Like, we live in a world now where there's, they call it popcorn brain, where we're so distracted. And if you're like me, like, you have a lot of different things you're interested in. And so it's easy to kind of go down this one trail and go, oh, crud, I was headed that way. I want to be doing this, right? So really making sure that we're staying the course and keeping the chatter in our mind focused in a positive way, that we're really ensuring that we're being growth minded so that we are focusing on the optimism, the possibility, the where we're headed, like really just not letting ourselves getting dragged down into the muck. And then I think number three that really comes to my mind when we're thinking about achieving goals is really making sure that you are surrounded by people who believe in you, that are encouraging you, and that are supporting you to achieve what you're trying to accomplish. And so if you are the top leader, you know, do you have a mastermind group that you're connected with, or do you have other individuals that are really like-minded? Because they do say that you are equivalent to the top five people that you surround yourself with. So are you surrounding yourself with people that are trying to accomplish the same kinds of things you're trying to accomplish? And then I think also really making sure that you are focusing and tuning into who your team is. How is your team doing? Also using that data to understand where are your team's strengths, where are your team's weaknesses or areas for strength. You really being able to look for what is working and what isn't. I have a dear friend of mine who is consulting with a major corporation, and it's really disappointing for her to, as she's consulting with this group, because the leadership is not as strong as they could be, and is just allowing the team to go willy-nilly, and whatever passion they want, they get to go for. And the challenge is this is a really amazing corporation with a phenomenal product. And if they had better discipline and more focus and clarity of roles and clarity of expectations and clarity of what their mission and values were, I think it would be laser focused. I think it would be like a torpedo towards where they want to go. But because the leader is not as focused on the goal, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess on some level, but the leader is just focused on making everyone happy, the business is floundering. So I think that we have to adjust to keep moving towards the goal.
So, if I heard you correctly, as the leader, you want to be sure you're helping your people feel believed in and giving them clarity on the direction they're all going, which is critical. But I also heard you make a comment about daily practice and how are you supporting getting to that daily practice? So, as the leader of a school, perhaps my daily practice is I want to get in all classrooms every day, or I want to get in half of the classrooms, or I want to leave notes, or I want to build better relationships. So checking yourself and ensuring that daily we are doing something daily to make a difference towards that goal. We all have that overarching goal, relationships, vision, mission, whatever it might be to live it. But what do you do daily that moves you closer towards that? And this is a good point to pause and check so that your future self actually has an opportunity to correct, re-steer the ship, make sure that you're moving in the direction you want to as you begin looking forward, planning forward for the next 6 months. Because before we know it, it's going to be 2025.
I was just going to say really fast too that as I was listening to you, I thought, oh my gosh, there's one more piece. I think that it is critical to visualize, and I know that sounds really woo-woo, but to visualize where you are headed, right? To see yourself in your mind's eye accomplishing this vision or this goal or this achievement or whatever the goal is where you're headed. You know, I remember many years ago someone telling me that they had read in a book a science experiment where they had two different people practice hitting baskets, like basketball baskets, right? They had them each practice, three groups of people each practice. One group of people was to do nothing. One group was to practice shooting baskets for 30 minutes. And one was to visualize making baskets for 30 minutes. And what they found is the people who visualized making the baskets had a better success rate than the ones who actually physically did the act. So there's so much to be said for visualizing what is possible and seeing yourself actually making it happen.
And that really goes along with not getting sidetracked, right?
Yeah.
So while you want to practice what you preach and be proactive and take action, it's also engaging your mind to really see what you're going to look like in a year from now or another 6 months from now. And if you believe it, you can achieve it. And so the challenge is to your future self in 6 months, what does it look like? What will it feel like daily? And how will you avoid getting sidetracked and bring everybody along with you on this journey?
Thanks for listening. We know your time is precious. Remember, you've got this and we've got you.
Now go shine your light and keep making a difference for others. You matter.